Listening Library presents The Space We're In by Katia Balin. Read for you by Robert Madge. Chapter 1. Meltdown. I am 10 and Max is 5. There are 26 days until Max starts school, and we're going to buy new shoes for the new school. We've looked at his special hard plastic book with its little velcro-y laminated pictures of all his favourite things and the ones that show him what's happening now and next. It has a blue silky smooth strap so he can wear it around his neck when we're not at home and he needs to know what's going to happen. He doesn't like the weight and the click-clack of the plastic pages, though, so Mum carries it for him instead. Mum showed him the picture for Shoe Store, and we whirled around the world on Google Street View trying to find the store to show him so he's prepared. But it's not there, so she's worried, worried, worried. I went to Egypt on Google Street View, and I showed Max, but he was jumping up and down so he didn't get to look at the pyramids. Now we are in the car. New shoes, new school, Mum says to Max. Max doesn't say anything, because he never says anything, and he doesn't stop humming, even though I ask him to stop humming. I'm not going to a new school, but I'm getting new shoes. I think that might be confusing, Max, so I tell him that I'm not going to a new school. You are, I say. You're going to a new school. Max keeps humming. I tell him to shut up, and Mum doesn't say, "Don't tell your brother to shut up, Frank," because she's worried about the new shoes, new school. We get to the shoe store, and Mum parks the car too close to a wall, so I have to wait in my seat while she gets Max out. She puts his reins on.